I think it starts with having defined roles and guys knowing exactly what those roles are and what's expected of them. That's a big part of it. And a lot of their daily work revolves around the things that we would ask them to do on a game day. You know, whether it be laying down a bunt for a hit, or you know, hit and run, or you know, a guy that needs to be able to drive the baseball. You know, those type of things they're working on every day. And I think that's such a big part of being a successful hitter is knowing exactly what your role is. Because a lot of times, you know, you hear it from guys, it's like, well, I'm just trying to do too much. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to go outside myself. And that happens if you don't know exactly what your role is supposed to be. So, you know, we don't have a lineup full of guys that are just going to be base cloggers that hit home runs. We don't have a bunch of slap hitters in the lineup that, you know, just hit singles. I feel like we've got a good blend of the guys that are just going to get it done, which are the ball players, which is a Joe Acker. You know, I mean, he's just finding a way to get on base at a really high clip. Your Jackson Hallmarks, who's, you know, had 8 or 9 bunt base hits on the year already. And then you've got your guys that, you know, your Cam Chicks that are, you know, the run producers that when those guys get on base, he's there to clean it up. So you got to have different roles, and the guys need to know what those roles are, and they need to be clearly defined.